The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
And welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio
WWCR and other networks. Magical Engineer is ready. I'm ready. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about meat substitutes. And you'll be surprised what options you have that are not gross and distasteful. So we're going to talk about that. And we have a brief, heads up, Frank, a brief quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semperfi to our righteous men and women in uniform, sitting in the east, seeking the Lord's face, mind and time, it grows short. Our devotional puts us in Genesis chapter 15 and says, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceedingly great reward. Amen to that. The Lord is your shield and buckler, and he brings his reward, and he's coming soon. So mind the time. It grows short. If you have not gotten into that word of God, and to seek his face and ask, you know, for forgiveness and to enlighten you, to give you wisdom, well, now's the time. What are you waiting for? You're burning daylight, as they say in the military. So time grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first and last but not least, here's something on the vaccine side effects. This is out of Switzerland. Apparently, the Swiss health authority there, their issue is data assessments show that there was a huge increase in people that got cancer after they got the COVID shot. Data from the major Swiss health insurance company, Helsena, I guess that's how you pronounce it, Helsena, showed that in 2021, there was a dramatic increase of 73% in the number of patients that got cancer compared to 2020. Apparently, these people went for cancer treatments. That's why it was in the health insurance database. So this trend, they said, persisted into 2022, and they found that it coincided with the COVID-19 vaccine. They got the vaccine, and then they got cancer. So in Switzerland, they began administrating those vaccines in December 2020. They said, according to, this is Konstan Beck, he's at the University of Ukraine. He analyzed the data from the Federal Statistical Office Helsena drug report. And he says, we have a doubling of cancer cases, he says. Overall, they found their citizens were experiencing 4 to 5 times the case in heart attacks, strokes, and cancer. Well, we should learn from this. And that wraps the quack report. That's all, folks. Oh, Frank is educating us all tonight. He said, burning daylight is a farmer's term, not a military. It's a cultural appropriation. All right. Thank you, Frank. I appreciate the insight there. I know the military used it a lot. Did you ever hear it when you were in service? Because I have I've talked to quite a few service people, and they say it was used all the time where they, wherever, whatever branch of the military they were in. So I just figured it was a military term. Well, I stand corrected. It's a agricultural farming term. He says everyone says it. Okay. Well, let's talk about meat substitutes. Yummy stuff. Now the media is full of reports on fake meat products. They're preparing the world for an organic meat shortage. And other reports are stating that the fake meat products are not selling well at your grocery stores or at fast food outlets. Now, in February 2023, Science Direct reported that the public was saying what they were saying about these alternative meat products that were in the marketplace. So if fake meat does not appeal to most people, what options do they have if traditional meat's unavailable or too expensive? Well, we're going to cover it. Yes, we are. Here's a report from Science Direct. They asked people for their evaluation of the fake meat compared to traditional meat. The underlying tone of the report was that fake meat was going to be necessary, a necessary option to the environmental issues. So therefore, consumers, they should expect, this hard push on marketing meat alternatives, but I dare say they may include deceptive marketing. So the survey asked people to rate the alternative plant-based and the real beef burger, and they were also asked to rate expected taste. The survey reported that optional meat products were acceptable to both beef lovers and non-meat eaters. However, the beef lovers rated the taste of plant-based meat substitute to be less satisfying and less filling, but they felt that the plant-based was probably healthier and with less fat. Now, the surprise came in their survey was when they were evaluating the cultured meat alternative, which involves animal cells that are transformed into a bioreactor in the lab to replicate a meat product that is used to make fake beef and chicken. The survey results came back that people found the cultured meat product to be disgusting, no matter how healthy it was promoted to be. So the research takeaway was that there's more work needed to be done to convince consumers that all fake meat was an acceptable alternative. The research was funded by a scholarship by the Turkish Ministry of National Education, the Republic of Turkey. Well, here's some quotes from ScienceDirect. They said, these results suggest there is an opportunity to motivate consumers of the acceptable alternatives to conventional meat products based not only on their perceived healthiness, but to influence the expected taste experience to overcome any negative attributes. Mm. They go on to say current meat and dairy product models coupled with the global scale of meat consumption are considered to be key contributors to your climate change, which I'm not buying the climate change thing. So since, you know, the people were surveyed and they thought the plant-based meat alternatives may be healthier for consumption with less fat, the report suggested they leverage this key positive point to selecting your meat alternative. ScienceDirect also said marketing higher perceptions of healthiness can be used to promote alternatives to your conventional meat. Well, there's another thing to consider, though. If you're not a big, veggie burger person or not into the lab created beef product or meat product, there's another one from nature that can be very useful. Across the pond in the UK, scientists at the University of Exeter investigated another protein source other than meat, and they looked into algae, and they found it's a rich source of protein, is readily available on the market. It supports muscle health and remodeling or regeneration, and also is easily digestible. Now, before you wrinkle your nose and you go, ooh, algae. Algae, can be farm-raised if it's done right, and it can also be, cultivated in aquatic sources around the world. But it's really not something to wrinkle your nose at. It's very benign in taste, and it gives you lots of nutrition. Here's the University of Exeter. They said, with more people looking for alternatives to eating animals, new research has found a surprising environmentally friendly source of protein, algae. They say algae could become part of a secure and sustainable food future. So the research was published in the December 2023 Journal of Nutrition, and science thinks that algae has a novel protein food source when, in fact, man has been consuming it for decades, if not longer. And I've been reporting on it for over 20 years that spirulina and chlorella, your blue-green algae, is full of nutrition. Now, Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York published their report on blue-green algae, and they cited numerous health benefits. They say the amino acids in it make up 62% of the algae, especially in spirulina. Also, one serving contains protein content equal to a very large steak. Compared to other sources, they said, of protein, such as nuts, legumes, whole grains, and meat, the algae provides protein in much greater amount, and your other sources much smaller. So your nuts and stuff has protein, but in a smaller amount than you're ouncing. Also, they said research suggests it can protect against allergic reactions by stopping the release of histamines. And they said spirulina has boosted the growth of your acidophilus and other probiotics. So it really helps protect gut health and your digestive floras. They want to say test tube study suggests that spirulina has activity against herpes, influenza, and HIV. They said spirulina may help protect against liver damage and cirrhosis of the liver, especially in people with chronic hepatitis. They said it contains a high concentration of zeaxanthin and in important nutrients that are linked to eye health. And also, it appears safe even in high doses, and it stimulates muscle protein synthesis. So if you feel you're losing muscle mass and strength, then you may want to look at blue-green algae. University of Exeter says spirulina is a type of blue-green algae that is rich in protein, vitamins, minerals, carotenoids, and antioxidants that can help protect cells from damage. You know? Wow. They go on to say a number of animal and test tube studies suggest that spirulina increases production of antibodies, infection-fighting proteins, and other cells that improve immunity and help ward off infection and chronic illnesses like cancer. Woohoo! Right? God's provided some wonderful things here. So let's get a little history. You know, civilizations have been finding use for algae for thousands of years. The Bible refers to algae as paint because the ancient Egyptians used it as a cosmetic eyeshadow. However, the ancient Egyptians really did not use algae paint for makeup reasons. They found this out later on an excavation dig when they found makeup cups, where dried up makeup, and then they analyzed it, and then they figured out the Nile is a very marshy, waterborne, bacteria-filled pond, and the algae contains compounds called phytolauritins, fatty acids, polysaccharides, epitites, and terpenes, which act as antibacterial agents. So the Egyptians found it to be very effective in stopping bacterial infections of the eye. This is why they would line their eyes like an eyeliner with it. So they weren't really looking to make a fashion statement wearing eyeshadow or eyeliner. And there are many colors of algae. There's black, there's red, which tends to be harmful for sea life. There's blue and there's green. And the algae I prefer is your blue-green variety of algae. It's known as a paraphycolic, and it's an aquatic algae. And it actually manufactures its own food because it's soaking up sunlight. So algae doesn't necessarily have to be a bad word out there. And there's some other uses for algae. Our major cities across the world are using algae to clean up water supplies. Sewage can be treated with algae to clean it up, and also the need for toxic chemicals. It cleans those up and also disinfects the water to reduce any type of pathogens. So it's a nice water source element. So algae also can protect farms from fertilizer runoff, and also can be a natural fertilizer itself. Scientists at the Agricultural Research Service found that if they used algae as a fertilizer on corn and cucumbers, they grew just as well as when they used commercial fertilizers. Also, cattle farms were using algae as a turf scrubber to reduce the negative effects of manure, to reduce nitrogen and phosphorus runoff. Algae also is being looked at as a replacement for fossil fuels because it reduces the carbon emission. Algae is also neutralizes the bad bacteria and chemicals, making the environment less toxic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you have to wonder about the algae in your fish tank. It may be helpful. Too much algae, maybe not. All right, we're going to go to our government and see what they're saying about algae. Take a guess. The U.S. government has found ways to utilize algae, by the way. The American people are the owners of the U.S. National Herbarium. I can't bear to pronounce it, but I'm tongue-tied tonight. Herbarium, if I can get it out. The National Herbarium, where there is a collection of over 219,548 different algae. The U.S. government collects, inventories, and preserves species of algae on microscopic slides, you know, or in a liquid preparation. So they study algae for various things. The National Herbarium also is called the National Arbarium since the 1951. And it was established, though, in 1900 by the U.S. Department of Agriculture as a botany and herbal resource for the agricultural education in science and medicine fields. Because, you know, back in 1900, medicine was herbs. And this is the United States official depository for the research of new and better plants and research for the USDA, the FDA, and other agencies. Now, the collection of algae is vast. And it includes sea, freshwater, airborne, and terrestrial, or cave algae. And where does the government get the algae? Well, the airborne algae is obviously worldwide in origins, but the others come from the Gulf of Mexico, southern and central California, the Channel Islands, Pacific, Mexico, Galapagos Islands, Florida, Belize, Bahamas, and Panama. So this research facility has also obtained over 100,000 specimens of coralline algae from the collection of various doctors and scientists. So let's look at the benefits. And these are, you could call these green benefits, for real, because it is. Health practitioners will use blue green algae for gastrointestinal problems, stress, fatigue, to help detox the body from substances, addictions, caffeine addiction, sugar addiction, alcohol, nicotine. Also, they use it for vision issues for cataracts. Yeah. Deters cataracts, they said. And many people will add the algae to their cleansing regimens or their morning smoothies. And this is a superfood source and is especially helpful if you're a vegetarian, if you don't get enough protein, this is another way to get it. So the blue-green algae contains a potent antioxidant and a potent anti-inflammatory agent because it has phytocyanins. And it also contains gamma-linolenic acids, and it's helpful for things like eczema, arthritis, and other types of ailments. So you can find blue-green algae in tablets, capsules, powders, liquids, just about anywhere. And most product labels recommend 2 to 3 capsules or tablets a day with your meals. And if you're using a powder, the average product will recommend a half to a full teaspoon twice a day in juice or water. So let's just talk about the two types that are my favorite, spirulina and chlorella. So with the spirulina, most plants carry nutrients and are made from many cells of cellulose, and it can be kind of difficult to digest those, but spirulina contains an easily digested and absorbable single-cell membrane. Research on this suggests that spirulina can enhance the immune system to help protect us from infections and cancer. Psychiatric practitioners are taking notice of this natural approach. It helps balance mood and behaviors and will often be recommended for people that have emotional disorders. Because it's high in amino acids called allotriptyphan, which is essential in building blocks of your neurotransmitter serotonin, which influences mood. So, now your chlorella is a very nice single-cell plant food as well. It's very high in chlorophyll. And you don't want to eat if you don't want to eat parsley garnish off your plate, you can try the chlorophyll in chlorella. So, you're going to see, it has some natural nutrition. It has magnesium, and it helps the system purify and deodorize itself, so you won't have body odor, for instance. Vegetarians often don't get enough vitamin B12 found in animal foods, but your chlorella has a nice substitute level of vitamin B12, which research is showing it protects us from cancer. Now, you'll also obtain 8 essential amino acids from chlorella, some of which are iron, selenium, and zinc. A lot of people will add chlorella to their organ cleansing regimen to help remove heavy metals like lead. And other benefits attributed to chlorella would be it assists the immune system to fight infections, it helps strengthen your blood, regulates blood pressure, and slows the aging process. Yeah. Now, the Asians will use chlorella for a protein source. It has 50 times more protein than soy, rice, and other elements, over 200 times more protein than meat, especially beef. Therefore, that means you could use chlorella as a nutritional and protein source and be less dependent on other food resources, especially if they grow scarce. Zero fat and calories also in chlorella. So where do you find it? Well, you can find it in most health food stores, but, you know, what are you getting? Is it a good product, a good quality product? So if you're looking for the best blue-green algae supplements, I would call the folks at Apothecary Herbs because they include spirulina and chlorella in their vitamin powder mix called Body Foundation Food Mix. And one small scoop, and you just add it to juice or water, it provides you minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and this protein, obviously. And if you are low in nutrients, you're going to feel immediate benefits when you use a product like this. It's excellent for an energy source. It's excellent for balancing the metabolism. It relieves tension and stress in the system. And that change, you'll definitely notice if you have that. And you can replace several isolated supplement bottles with just this one product because it's very broad spectrum. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and plant protein. So you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, inquire about the body food mix, also get their free product catalog. Their new one is due in on January 2nd, so if you want one, they'll put you on the list. And they also have organ cleansing, immune support, metabolic support formulas that you want to check out. So give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972. Their website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Yep, take the power back and be well out there. Right now, their winter sale is still underway. You'll save 25% if your order is $65 or more. You do want to use coupon code STAR23. You can use that on the website, over the phone, or on your order form. The sale does end December 31st, and restrictions apply. And remember, I told you out there to order early, you know, because they run things a little leaner and meaner at the end of the year because of tax reasons. Because, you know, the government charges everybody on inventory if you have a business. Even though you haven't sold it, they charge you at its income. Terrible. Just terrible. But anyway, so if you didn't get your order in and if you're calling and you hear, we're out of that until the first part of January, well, I told you so. See? So give them a call, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. If you're on the website, sign up for the newsletters. They're very informative. You'll like the stuff in there. Very empowering information. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday and the Health Quest on Friday. So if you want a Health Quest, sign up tonight and you'll get your first issue tomorrow. And you have to have email. Go to thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters, and sign up for free. Oh, I can see by the clock we got to take a break. We'll be right back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you prone prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Ah, crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady, hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me...
Thank you, Frank. Appreciate it. Taking us back. Woohoo. All right, we're going to be talking about some fake healthcare here. You know the term fake? We're just talking about fake meat. Well, the term fake is, it refers to not genuine, counterfeit, fraud, a hoax, imitation, phony, invalid. So fake is also anything artificial or synthetic like our food flavorings and our drugs. So we have fake journalists, fake currency, fake foods, fake elections, and fake scientific research. This is a large segment of our healthcare that is fake, a danger that is cloaked as being safe. So this has led us to trust our physicians less. So we're going to take a look at our fake healthcare with regards to, you know, not being well informed. So it is becoming more apparent that our supposedly trained physicians are kind of in the dark about important medical treatments. They are supposedly trained with misleading information on two of the most guarded secrets within medicine. These secrets are disease generators, you know, patient generators, and population control generators. So therefore, in most cases, you will not receive any true guidance from your medical doctors regarding these secrets, these prescribed medications, and some of your vaccines, or all of your vaccines. So now this report kind of popped up in 2018. I just thought we'd revisit it real quick, review it real quick. So there's really too much water that's really gone under the bridge here for people to not really notice things are happening, becoming so apparent that healthcare authorities are, you know, taking polls to see what people think about healthcare. Now, in October 2014, the New England Journal of Medicine, they published some results on a survey of public trust in physicians. So this was a poll of the U.S. and the international countries, and the research team was expecting to hear how people were in favor of the new health reforms and the mandate, medical treatments, and this and that. So what they found was that people were becoming more skeptical, and the level of distress was going up. So no matter how they wanted to massage their statistics, the public trust was kind of taking a dive. And the poll data involved 29 industrialized countries as well as the United States. And they compared the data to previous polls going back to 1966, and they were conducted by the International Social Survey Program. And they compared the data to other statistics collected by universities and independent research firms. And it was a segment called the public trust in physicians that stood out. Oh my goodness. Here's a quote from the Department of Health Policy and Management, Harvard School Public Health. They say, we found that as in previous reports, public trust in the leaders of our U.S. medical profession has declined sharply over the past half century. So here is what they stated. In 1966, 73% of Americans had significant confidence in their physicians. In 2012, 34% of Americans had significant confidence in their physicians. In 2014, 23% of Americans had significant confidence in their physicians and the medical system. And in 2014, 65% of Americans see healthcare costs as a serious problem. So patients really don't like to think poorly of doctors, and they realize that doctors can be lied to just like they can be. They know that the medical journals and the pharmaceutical companies can mislead them. However, within nearly 50 years, we have lost 50% of the trust in healthcare. And the survey in the United States asked adults this question. All things considered, doctors in the United States can be trusted. Only 6 out of 10, 58% of the people agreed with the statement. People in Europe had a higher percentage, between 76 to 83%. And the research team speculated that it must be universal free healthcare in Europe that is responsible for the higher rating. Uh-huh. Only 50% drop. Frank's like questioning that. Yeah, right. Now, remember, this is back in 2014. Okay, so we've come a long way since then. We've gone through some stuff, Frank, since 2014 as a nation. All right, so now they said there was an income component back then. They said, according to the report, income of patients influenced the trust factor. Those who earned $30,000 or less actually had less trust in physicians and were less satisfied with medical care. Less than 47% of low-income adults felt doctors could be trusted. Overall, the United States rated 22nd in doctor trust out of 29 countries. Well, you know, nobody can afford the doctor at $30,000. Oh, Frank says, oh, okay, so now nobody trusts them. Good, he says. All right, Frank. Get me off track. Okay, so, well, let's look at this. This is a different perspective. The research team also noted that the older generations trusted physicians more than younger ones. Approximately 69% of people born before 1954 were reported to have, they were more likely to trust their doctors and follow their medical advice. So the baby boomers are the generation that trusts their doctor more than the later successive generations. Now, the reason for the trust could be that internal medicine diseases were not as common and vaccines had only been in use about a decade. Most people were not put on metabolic drugs for life until much later. Therefore, the medical treatments of vaccines and huge drug therapies for life, which are, you know, pretty much a garden secret, had not really saturated the masses yet. And what about the oath? That's the other thing that rubs people the wrong way. Keep in mind the Hippocratic Oath, the first to do no harm oath in medicine, is no longer being used today. It's not, doctors aren't taking this oath. The oath that medical graduates take today is to protect science, and to the physicians and the scientists that contribute to scientific gains, not to the patient. So it is therefore an oath of protection to self and their craft rather to patient care. So that's a huge difference. The opposite. Other observations in the report, the researchers appeared to kind of vent that the medical establishment of the United States was not housed in government. They felt that the free market structure had negative influences on the health policy and outcomes. So free health care for all, government run, blah, 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 is what they wanted. They seem to offer a perspective that when healthcare was separate from government, that it tends to create contention towards physicians as there is no control over the media coverage compared to countries with universal government health run care. Well, that should tell you right there, censorship. But that isn't it. That's not it. People are reacting to deception and they can sense it. You know? Okay, so 60% of Americans went and got the COVID shot, according to statistics, if you can trust those statistics. 40% didn't trust it. So, and now the 60% that got the shot that didn't, and some of them didn't do so well, and other people are hearing about that. So, you know, no wonder people are kind of skeptical, if not, you know, just downright fearful. What'd you say, Frank? The U.S. had the best medical care in the world prior to the 72 HMO Act that put government into medicine. Yeah, I agree with you there. And you've talked about it, and I've talked about that act. Totally just shredded benefits of any kind of medical practice, I think. So it's clear your physicians are not in control of healthcare, because it is under the control of those with money and power. That would be your government and your agencies that are funded by government. So that would mean pharmaceutical giants, high-tech corporations, politicians, and doctors are told what to do by these people. I mean, if you go to, if you worked at a hospital like I did, you'll know, the people running the show are really business owners, business people. You know, they're looking at the bottom line. The board of directors of the hospital authorities, you know, there may be a doctor or two there, but a lot of them are just, you know, investors and business owners. So doctors are being told what to do by those folks. So your treatment plans are, the treatment plans are, you know, they're dedicated by science. But what is it promoting in the end? What is the end result? Now, this is the Emory Health Science did a study in 2015. They did report that different races also factor into the trust. of a doctor or not. Apparently, Latino patients overall trust their doctors far less than Caucasian patients. The results were published in the November Journal of Social Science Research. And this is what Professor Abigail Seawall says at Emory. By more closely measuring differences in physician trust, we find key differences in how people view their physicians, which reflect the social and racial structure in which they live. If patients are not emotionally connected to their doctor, they are not going to be as committed to the medical treatment or will seek help elsewhere. Well, duh. You know, if you don't trust what they're selling, you're going elsewhere. So if you really want to know what else is going on with your healthcare, you know, talk to those who worked there. Some won't say anything out of fear, but then there are others who will. Working in hospitals and doctor's offices, I can personally tell you that patients are a commodity. Things are kind of fake there. There's cover-ups. Lies are promoted as a beneficial treatment, blah, blah, blah. It's all after, it's a business. It is a business. It's a moneymaker. And you know, most of these physicians carry malpractice insurance, so they really don't fear too much. Now here's a testimony from a retired ER physician who says, medicine's physicians do not believe the CDC or the science behind vaccines and especially flu shots. You can find this on YouTube. They didn't take it down. But a lot of doctors are starting to be skeptical about what's coming out of scientific research today. They've heard things from, research journal editors and stuff like that, that, oh, what they're being forced to publish is appalling. So the healthcare industry has several areas that they feel have contributed to patients not trusting physicians. And they cite them as biased research, uncontrolled media, free market healthcare, doctors leaving practice and telling industry secrets, internet information, and family experience. So there's really nothing like an up-close and personal experience with your medical establishment that went wrong to make anyone wake up and be skeptical. So I keep telling people that scientific medicine is a lot of it's based on a theory or a guess, and a guess leads to a test, and we're the test rats, see? So in some cases, if the test is a complete failure, the industry tries to limit the loss, and this could mean a cover-up, rebranding the treatment, and reselling it as a complete different type of therapy that could still be harmful. It is just outrageous what I discover when I'm reading things. So we really have to look at healthcare as a profit over loss business, because that is what it is. Where healthcare is more helpful is in the trauma care area. So, you know, your radar should be up is what I'm saying. Frank says meeting your doctor sounds a lot like meeting government, unpleasant and dangerous. I'm not saying all doctors and healthcare professionals are bad. I think a lot of them are doing the best that they can under the circumstances. I'm sorry to say, but doctors pretty much in a lot of areas have their hands tied. Okay. And this COVID thing should have been a great example for you to see. So a lot of them got fired for speaking out. And, Dr. Anthony Norris went through that in 1976 when he revealed that the swine flu pandemic was fake. And, he went into they blackballed him. So he went into starting a program where he helped people who were damaged by vaccines. So it's sad. And I know a lot of pediatricians that, you know, have told me they didn't have any training in medical school about vaccines. The only thing they got was when to give vaccines. That's the only information they got in medical school. So any kind of information they get after that, they do on their own time in researching. And those that really dove deep for truth found that vaccines aren't what they're told they are, and they quit giving them to their patients. So anyway, just heads up, that was 2014. It was a report we kind of put together in 2018 for you. And we're still on the same trajectory, if not worse. Oh, man. Okay, we're going to shift gears. We've got a few minutes. We're going to talk about your thyroid tests. A lot of people go and get a thyroid test at their doctor's office, and some of them are skeptical about it. So thousands of people every year get a thyroid test, and the tests are not as accurate as patients are told they are. So if medicine has a test that they rely on to sell patients on treatments and surgery, it is unlikely that they will tell patients that there is an error margin built into the test and it could give a false result. Most of your tests within healthcare have a 20% error margin. So this October 2019, University of Texas, they reported that tests for thyroid cancer are not as accurate as we think they are. They concluded that these tests put patients at risk of having unnecessary surgery. So the new tests are being developed, they said, supposedly to be a faster test and to be more accurate. And their report did show up in the October 2019 Journal of the Proceedings of National Academy of Sciences. Here's what Ivan Urban, professor of chemistry and diagnostic at the University of Austin, said. If we could prevent people from having surgery they don't need and enable them to have a more precise diagnosis, we can improve treatments for patients and lower healthcare costs. Thousands of patients each year have surgery, not only to learn later it was not necessary. Well, if they rip out your thyroid, they got to put you on hormone treatments for the rest of your life. See, who's benefiting? So, for some time now, tests have been, you know, used many areas of medicine, and they're not all that reliable. But the thing is tests help doctors sell you a treatment. That's what tests really do. A lot of people think, well, it's to confirm what I have. Maybe. But it also is used to sell you a treatment. So this whole thing focuses on your thyroid. So people are still very trusting with regards to healthcare in some areas like thyroid treatment. And on one side, you should have caution and lots of questions. Ask lots of, get a second, get a third opinion. Do your homework on any recommended treatments, because patients are not told everything about treatments, and half the truth is still a whole lie. Here's some statistics. 52,000 people get diagnosed with thyroid cancer each year. The problem is that the test is used to come up with the diagnosis is faulty. For the most part, the test is a needle biopsy called a fine needle aspiration. And what this test uses is a fine needle inserted into what appears to be an abnormal section of the thyroid gland, and tissue samples are collected. Patients are told that the test will help weed out possibilities of types of diseases. But the problem is this kind of test, which is used on other organs as well, is usually inconclusive 1 out of 5 times. So pathologists are unable to confirm a cancer diagnosis, and patients are scheduled for follow-up genetic tests, which are also plagued with false results as well. So we have a scientific healthcare system that is really not so scientific. It's a guess. A lot of it's a guess. Process of elimination. So given uncertainties like this, it may be very important for patients to have a very ethical physician. So all too often physicians will recommend removing the organ that could be cancerous or become cancerous within 5 years into the future. And that helps protect the physician from malpractice lawsuits. So if there's a chance there could be cancer, they're going to recommend you remove it, even though there's not cancer, that they can tell you there's definitely cancer. They do the same thing for a woman on their cervix, because if she gets cancer of the cervix within 5 years, they can be sued for malpractice. So they take it out so they can't be sued. Get it? All right. So new tests that are coming out, we'll see how they work. There's a spectrometer that takes metabolic measurements of the thyroid to help identify the disruption of the thyroid. False results occurred 1 in 10 times. So your thyroid's an important gland. It helps with sleep, weight problems, temperatures of the body, cardio and digestive issues. And this is just tip of the iceberg. muscle control, brain function, mood swings, bone problems. So your thyroid's kind of important. So don't just discard it just because one test said, you know, it looks kind of funky, you might get rid of it. I would say, you know what? When you go to an endocrinologist, that's who they send you to for a thyroid test, they're going to pull a thyroid blood screen, and they're going to make some judgments based on that. But there are 9 thyroid panels they should be running, and they only run 1. If you want a true picture of the thyroid, you got to run all 9. Why do they just run 1? Think about that. Why wouldn't you want a full picture of this organ before you recommend something? You know who runs all 9? Usually, naturopaths. A naturopath is licensed. They can run blood work. They can write orders for blood work. And they run all 9 because they look at the body holistically. You know, they're practitioners that look at the body as a whole. Everything's kind of related. It's a domino effect. So, you know, what you change here is going to change this over there. So they run all 9. So if you really want to know what's going on with your thyroid, I would forget the endocrinologist. That's just me. Just tell me what I would do if I was you. I would ditch the endocrinologist and I'd make an appointment with a naturopath. You know, a consult with a naturopath is $100. Okay. To see if they can help you. I know naturopaths that can fix thyroid problems. They can fix Lyme's disease and a whole slew of other things that your modern medicine won't fix because it's more lucrative just to treat your disease until you die from it. Who wants to live like that? Lifelong drugs. People think they're relatively healthy and they're on 4, 6 or more medications. That's not healthy. We have a different perspective. We've kind of been brainwashed about what health is. So, modern medicine has its place, but internal medicine issues, I run screaming away and I go to the naturopath or I'll use my herbs if it's something I'm able to work with. But even I know to go to a naturopath if I need to. So, do yourself a favor. Use your modern medicine for you know, trauma care. And seek the natural health care for everything else. I think you'll be happier. And you'll have a more fulfilled life. Because a lot of people are older. They keep saying we're living longer. But people are propped up on these drugs. And it's not a quality of life. It's just not. No. All right. So I've talked enough. I can see by the clock we're running out of time, so don't forget, the winter sale is still underway, just a few days left, and it's the last sale of the year at thepowerherbs.com, and you can save 25% if you're trying to stock up on cold and flu, cleansing kits, metabolic strengtheners, pandemic kits, heart attack packs, whatever. This is a good time to pick those up and save 25%. Details are on the homepage at thepowerherbs.com. Or just give them a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Empower yourself. You have this ability. God's made it available. Herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. God can't lie. Well, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all to be well.